Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Another fucking miserable fucking winter.
Yeah.
Fuck.
How many games we got left?
35.
Fuck.
35 games
That's
left.
That's half the season almost.
It is.
Fuck.
It's not even the All-Star break. It's not even the trade deadline, and the Hawks season just ended. Jalen Johnson's out for the year. I guess, like, we don't have to limp our way to the play-in round this time?
No.
Because they're not making that shit.
You don't think they're making the play-in?
They might. They might hang on to the 10.
And I know
they're in ninth right now.
Yeah.
Already.
But, like, they're also, like, the one thing we can say, if we want to credit Quinn Snyder, is that the team's playing and fighting hard.
Oh, sure.
They're going to win some games because
other
teams...
Dude, they got a three-game lead over the Sixers right now. You think they're going to be able to hold that for 35 games without Jalen Johnson?
I don't know. Like, how many more games is fucking Embiid missing?
A lot.
I saw a stat that he's played 460-something games.
I saw that this morning.
For the Sixers, and has missed 400.
Missed 400 fucking games.
I don't know how many more he's going to miss now, but, like... Imagine if that dude catches up, how many games he's played with, how many he's missed.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's missed full seasons. Like, didn't he miss?
He played in the Olympics, right?
He did.
How many people were ruined from the Olympics?
Yeah.
Like, Bogey got ruined somehow.
Yeah, seems that way.
Embiid, I'm sure that might be unrelated. Whatever.
Maybe. He looked like shit there, and then finally kind of rounded into shape the final couple games.
And until Steph Curry rescued his ass.
Right, but I mean he looked like he didn't even belong.
Yeah. In the first, remember they were talking about benching him.
4 or 5 games in the Olympics, and then he actually played pretty good in the final two.
Were they trying to start Bam over him? I don't remember.
But yeah, that's brutal. Jalen Johnson was having such a nice year. Like, you know, got a nice payday in the offseason, deserved, and then, you know, took the next step from that too. Like he probably wasn't going to be an All-Star, but he was borderline All-Star.
Trey was going to be an All-Star this year.
Maybe not. But
Trey not going to be one?
I don't know.
I think he was like fifth.
So yeah,
it's up to the
from fan voting
selection.
Yeah, Trey's not popular among the fan vote this year.
Fan vote was all scuffed anyways.
But you know the players and the coaches aren't voting for him, so Trey's probably not going to. I guess the media could. But I don't know.
Commissioner just throws him in.
I don't know. No. I don't know. He may be, maybe not be.
Is it like the NBA where 19 guys say no and then...
What is the NBA?
I mean, the NFL.
Oh.
Where, I mean, how many quarter... Half the league's quarterbacks are pro bowlers now.
Yeah.
Drake May's a pro bowler?
Is he seriously?
Russell Wilson?
Wow.
Like, these were pro bowl replacements this year.
Huntley, right? Huntley?
No, that was...
A couple years ago?
No. Was it Huntley or was it Brown?
Yeah, Snoop.
Was it Anthony Brown, right?
No, it's Snoop.
Huntley.
Was it Huntley?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Ravens backup who played
He was a Pro Bowler.
He played four games?
Something like that.
I would love for them to get this guy. But he's going to cost too much fucking money. The guy talked the third tackle for the Eagles.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. He's going to cost too much fucking money.
Oh, yeah. I saw a bunch of that
11
stuff.
Fucking sacks.
Yeah. I saw maybe.
Oh, I know. And wait a minute. So he's a. In his contract year this year, right? Yep. We talked about him yesterday, right? They drafted him in the third round 4 years ago.
I saw people were like, go get Greenlaw.
Fuck him.
I was like, he got like four sacks next to the 49ers D. Like, what's he going to do here?
He got that money and left, but he wouldn't be a. I think he'd be better than Onyemata.
Probably.
Because he's still relatively young. He's 30 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Yep. Well, that's going to suck.
That'll be the conversation. Who can the Falcons sign on their defensive line?
Oh, my God.
Because, I mean, it sucks, but, I mean, it's true. Like, Jalen Johnson's out for the year. They're about to probably trade for draft picks before next week.
Yep.
Like, the season's over.
And honestly, like, I know we're trying to, like, talk about other things. Like, I find it personally very tough to be excited for the Braves early in the season without Acuna, without Strider. Right? Like, once you come back and maybe you start to see things round into form, maybe you can talk yourself into competing with the Dodgers.
Yeah, and maybe they
can. But, like,
can.
That's going to take a while.
Yeah.
Because if he goes down again in season, like, what are we doing?
I know. What a bummer. Hey, Brittany Griner, though.
Yeah.
It's fucking great.
Alicia Gray, Ryan Howard, and Brittany Griner, assuming she actually, because you can't sign until Saturday.
Right.
But that's a pretty good trio.
Pretty fucking good deal.
Yeah,
that's a pretty good trio.
And she's just, she's fucking awesome.
She can rebound, defend her ass. Yeah.
Tough as shit. Yep. Like, that's a great.
And a new head coach, Carl Smesko. People are excited about the new head coach. All right. So.
Love it.
There we go.
There you go. So we got the dream.
There we go.
Should I add them to that discussion I told you about?
And they're sold out.
And they're sold out.
There we go.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes. You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, it's three-time Super Bowl champion Mark Schlereth of the Sink of Truth podcast. The playoffs are here, and that means the race to the big game is on. Join my co-host Mike Evans and I as we follow along this NFL postseason, breaking down the matchups each week and see who will shine when the lights are brightest. You know I speak nothing but the Sink of Truth. Follow and listen to Sink of Truth on free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.